Well, the question that I asked was, what's in it for Horowitz or anybody else? Boils down to that. Now, Horowitz got himself held up, had a gun put to his head. Turned out to be a toy gun. And he got very incensed about that and trotted about town and got a law enacted that no more look-alike toy guns. And over a period of time, I would expect that almost every city in the country will have a law against look-alike toy guns. Even if they don't, most factories won't make toy guns because they won't be able to sell them in most cities, and so they're not going to be accused of making look-alike toy guns. So there's something in that for Horowitz. He got something done. He's had a lot of accolades for it. And, it's been quite a personal achievement for him. And he's a big egoist. But the facts are that the justice system no longer meets out justice, it meets out law. Now, if Mr. Horowitz could understand that that's what's wrong, and this case doesn't have anything to do with the Eckers or Santa Barbara Savings. Those are just two actors that happened across the stage at a time when things came together so that you could get a snapshot of the system and see what it looked like. Tomorrow there'll be different actors going across the same damn stage getting the same treatment. Because it is a monopoly of lawyers practicing law, not a justice system. It's not a system of justice any longer. When a judge cannot, in his own damn court, decide what's admissible as evidence, then there's something wrong with the system. And yet we've heard that judge say twice that he could not accept our evidence. He couldn't hear anything about our case until our paperwork was in order.
Could you turn this thing around on Santa Barbara Savings by getting a lawyer who really knows the law? Have him essentially build up the case here on this, it's fraud. There's another name for it. And have him go to them and threaten to sue them if they didn't settle with him.
I was thinking an outside settlement also.
Now, you don't have to get it into all the papers.
Right.
But you could still go after these people and tell them if they don't settle with you, you're gonna turn it loose and you're gonna file in the court.
Either that or you file first and then you agree to settle.
Yeah.
Well, you got damn little leverage when you're looking at a default right in the eye.
Yeah, but that default isn't because of...
And that's not the objective of this whole exercise anyway. That's the point I'm trying to make. Doesn't have anything to do with Eckers and Santa Barbara Savings. We just happen to be in the hot seat.
You're caught.
And the objective, apparently, from upstairs, is to begin to get us to think about changing the system. Okay. Now, we have, as you've pointed out, John, we have two problems. One is changing the system and getting public outrage going to change the system, as David Horowitz was able to do. This, The second part of it is solve our own damn little problem here. And I think what Hatton has suggested is that we use some of the outrage as leverage to get the attention of Santa Barbara. We can't get it through legal means and get it through public means. So rather than having the legal threat, if you will, I mean, tonight, do you think Mr. Horn is scared that we might do something?
No.
Oh, he's going to sleep well tonight and congratulate himself.
You bet.
But really, he's done you an injustice. He's done everyone an injustice by a shrewd manipulation. And I don't see why you couldn't scare the pants off of him if you had... Would this guy, Steve, be smart enough to look into this case and bring out the felony they've committed?
No.
No.
How many more people do they do this?
If there was enough money. I'm sorry, brothers.
All this money,
right,
money, money. We've got principle here.
But without money, nobody has any principles.
Which attorney?
Attorney is in there for principle.
And if you got a settlement today and they said, all right, put your money where your mouth is, you can have that house for $170,000 today. You might as well let them put the default judgment up on your door.
I would say use this deal to get them to horse trade. You don't spend a cent just to drop the lawsuit, the felony lawsuit against them.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate for a minute. You were saying, what's in it for Horowitz? So we go through this whole exercise of getting all the media publishing all these letters. What is that going to really do, accomplish for us? If, say, we get five letters published, what will that do for us?
Well, if it gets on 60 Minutes in places like that, it doesn't do much for us, but it corrects, it has a tendency to correct the system. The pendulum swings. Obviously, the pendulum has now swung so far toward law that there's no justice. And somebody's going to blow the whistle out here somewhere, and it will begin to swing back. And I think that's what we're being asked to do, is toot the horn. And I don't mind doing that.
I feel like we're all a one-man band. We're not only tooting the horn, we're playing the drums.
Well, it's ridiculous to have our little group trying to do that. That's what pisses me off about the whole thing.
Then don't do it.
Why us?
Don't do it.
Okay, that's what I...
We don't have
enough
resources
yet. What is your alternative? What is your alternative?
Okay, the alternative is to do nothing and just prepare to move.
One thing is, don't you already have a full schedule with your momentum on your other...
You bet.
So, do you really want to concentrate on a different track?
Well, that's what we're talking about, the frustration of having to do both.
It was up.
Quite frankly, friends, if you had the money to buy the house, I would say buy it for whatever they want to charge you. You don't have it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's right.
You can resent me, you can resent Isu, you can resent everyone. It's an earthly matter. Silver Ray told you once, the hierarchy is not involved in your financial business. We can help any way we can. We can help you get these proposals and give you ideas for them. We cannot tend you the money. We can work like you know what within the next few weeks to try to get some money. And sitting in this room talking about it, that we ought to, and you have to do it. And all I'm saying is, can you buy time? Can you find an attorney who will do it on contingency? Or do you want to just pack and get out and let it go?
Well, it seems like problem,
in a way we
you
should
still need money for another house.
Yes, you're right.
It's diminishing.
I mean it literally.
It's diminishing returns at a certain point. We have so many things going on that, you know, we should get spend so much time working on the attorney thing, so much time on a proposal, so much time on Jeffers, and all these bases need to be covered. But if we spend all of our time trying to get an attorney, then that's time drained off from the proposals. If we spend time on the proposals, that's time drained off for immediate cash. So there has to be some kind of balance.
You're not going to get immediate cash from proposals.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Now, I just got this rebuttal in the last 2 days. Don't tell me more proposals, Hatton. We've got the $125 million one out there now. I don't have time. Oberle has no time to do more, and neither do you, Rick. Now, if you ones in this room want to tell me how we can get more written, we have two people writing and are willing to type. We don't have compatible computers. Maybe you chose the wrong bunch of energies. Well, I might retaliate and say, well, maybe I chose the wrong bunch of crew. And that gets us nowhere. I didn't choose badly, and neither did you. And if the worst thing that ever happens to you is to get to utilize this house for a year and a half and have to move, that's pretty nice. There are a lot of people out on the streets this night with no home. And they're no poorer, basically, financially, than you want. Let's talk our blessings before we get all tangled up and how put upon we are. We will take it one step at a time. Can we get that proposal done and out?
Yes. Very shortly.
How short shortly?
Week, two at the most.
Could I say something?
10 days.
But that still doesn't give you immediate
But that's
funds.
Not immediate. I would like to suggest that we talk in terms of starting putting together, pooling our energies to form some type of immediate business, which is a service-oriented business that will generate immediate cash. Short, in addition to the John Jeffers thing, and I realize that's an additional time restraint. But
just before the holidays, I have a question about, there was some mention in a message, I'd have to go back and look and see exactly what it said, but there was a mention of some funds from somewhere that was, from what I can recollect, it was more or less assured that there was some funds, I don't know if there was any amount mentioned or anything, that it would be before the end of the year.
John Jeffers' letter had some.
No, it wasn't a letter. This was in one of our writings.
Does
anyone here recall that at all? Or
I recall it, but I don't know what point it was talking about.
Yes, and just like the rest of your life, it got bogged down. Somebody didn't go into the bank to make their transaction. As a matter of fact, they went skiing. Because they don't care about you. They don't care about their own bank. Your world does not care anymore. I don't know how to put it nicely. And this is why we have to deal in probabilities. There was no earthly way other than a banker being gone that it wouldn't have gotten finished. You can ask Mr. Jeffers. But it happened. And it happened because a banker went skiing on holiday.
Then is it fair for me to ask you the probabilities of securing immediate cash?
It's fair for you to ask. I look at the scanners and it's just in upheaval. The probabilities have not changed. Very excellent.
Well, that sounds encouraging.
Well, it sounded encouraging before the end of the year, didn't it?
Encouraging last June, too.
Well, time's a little different up there.
The only reason why I even came back, and the point I wanted to talk to Mom and Eddie Joe about was, when I left, there was talk of spending a lot of effort on getting more time and
stall
and stuff like that. And it, I don't know, but maybe that is the best thing. But if it was me, I would spend all my time getting this house emptied, because if they give you 3 days and they don't buy your excuse or your reason for wanting more time, and I could be wrong, but we just went to get our kids, Vicky, the babysitter, is a woman that, well, she moved down from San Bernardino, but she has two close friends that went through this exact same thing in the last 9 months. And when they gave her notice,
oh yeah, they're out.
She says that they gave her 3 days, and I says, well, but you can get an extra couple of weeks maybe. And she says, like for instance, if somebody was living with you, and she says, well, as a matter of fact, right on statement 10, it says all occupants must be out. The point I'm making is they had four kids, they were in the apartment, they got the notice, and they figured they could buy some more time. And when that 3 days was up, sheriff went and got him, escorted him right out the door, wouldn't even let her put a robe on, wouldn't even let the man get dressed. And they took him outside, locked it up, and later on, the maintenance man, out of the kindness of his heart, broke the law, let one, not the family, but a neighbor go in there just to get them clothes. And they lost all their belongings. And they said they didn't have a right to any of their belongings. And I don't know if that's true, but it's possible if you just wait and you use up all your time, they might just say, well, you keep your $11,000 and we'll just keep everything you owned in that house.
That's about a fair trade.
Well, it might or might not be, but if it was me, I would say, let's get busy and
he's got a very work. Good point.
Yeah, it's a good one to bring up.
Because I know she doesn't want to lose all her owls. I know you don't want to lose your office equipment.
For sure, we need those pots and pans. Well, that's the other side of it, and I think we...
And you only got 3 days. Maybe we can get a week, or maybe we can get 2 weeks. But if it was me, I would say, let's get busy right now, starting tomorrow morning. Because even if we started tomorrow morning, we wouldn't get this thing completely empty in 3 days.
You'd better get legal counsel tomorrow, and by tomorrow night, make a decision on what to do the next day.
Well, I think Stephen Schaefer knows the eviction business pretty well. That part of it, I think he understands. He hasn't claimed any super-duper knowledge about this side of the other.
I just would hate to see anybody's fanny hanging out in the wind as a result of one misguided word of advice.
Well, we will try to get some legal advice. but I don't want anybody borrowing any panic.
No panic, just preparedness.
Not panic, let's just start moving.
We've been through bankruptcy, and the first thing they do is issue a stay. They freeze everybody. And there's nobody in the second trust deed business, and I've been in that business myself. And there's nobody in that business that hates bankruptcy any worse than they do, because it stays them. And so we can file bankruptcy, and it will stay for roughly 40 days. So let us not borrow any panic.
Well, let's make very sure.
We will try to make sure.
Can you file bankruptcy twice within a certain range?
You can file it. They may not honor it.
Yeah, but
it takes 7 years. It takes them 40 days to get it released. It's federal
just
court.
Just from the filing, though, I'm just saying. Right.
Sure.
Ties it up.
There are 40 days. According to Steve Schaefer, there are three different kinds of bankruptcies. No. 7, 11, and 13, I believe, are the designations. And he says that he has people who file one, and it takes him 40 days to get it turned loose, and then they file a different one, and it takes him that long. And they may have just gotten out of bankruptcy, but it takes that long to run it through the system to release it.
You're talking about chapters 7 or 11 or 13, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. The fact that you filed it ties it up.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference whether they authorize it.
The same day as you file it, the court issues a
restraining order.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody.
Okay, I see. So you have, well, you see that. Can you do that on Saturday? You got Friday. Tomorrow's Friday. If you don't do it tomorrow, can you do it on Saturday or Sunday?
Well, there's still a two-week thing on the live-in person, and that was on Rick's door.
As a matter of fact, call Rick, one of you, please. Find out for sure. He came over here and he said, there is something I could file to stop it or delay it or something. And he chose, I believe, not to do it.
Which one of you is going to do that?
I'll call.
See if he still got it. He may still have
the
form, and we can look at it. If he doesn't have it, then somebody get a hold of a sheriff and find out what it is they put on the door.
Well, you'll know by tomorrow morning anyways.
Well, we're going to try to get a hold of an attorney tomorrow.
We'll have to do something tomorrow because of the 3-day ending on a weekend.
I assume that 3 days includes weekends, too, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's calendar days. I think we have to... I think Horn was down at the clerk's office setting things up so that this could get taken care of, so I think probably we'll get a notice nailed on the door tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I say you get this bankruptcy declaration, and you get a stay for 30 days or whatever it is. Will that give enough time for you to get some money out of Jeffers or somebody else to go ahead with your next step, either another place or trying to buy this one?
Who the hell knows?
Well, some of this money should break loose pretty soon.
That's why I was bringing up before about the money for that was supposed to break loose before the end of the year. What's happened to it?
Are these bankers going to quit playing?
Is it gone forever? Or
like waiting for Godot?
Well, part of it was to be $3 million from Otto.
So what about that?
That fell through, didn't it?
Fell through.
That fell through. It hasn't totally fallen. At least after the first year. Totally. It's the first year now.
Before Christmas.
It is.
Well, Hatton, you've told us all along it's going to be John Jeffers that saves our Manny.
It's not very comforting this evening, is it? I agree with Oberly. Let us not panic. Because panic causes one not to think. And let me give you a few guidelines when you go and ask your guides for thought. Ask them for positive thought with what is. Thank them for presenting it to you. There's no point in hitting anybody with your surmise of how it is. Because I'll tell you right now, Oberly was getting close. You're all wrong. We want to see you have it. We want to see it smooth out for you. We have great, great work to do. We don't need these little perturbations. And I know that it is not little. But measured against the world, it's little. And if the time is spent in prayer, groaning about what if or what did or what is gone, will not help. Don't just request. Require your guides to give you input. Tell me, Father, what to do to fix this situation. Yes, it delays you to have to go through these maneuvers, but it does not delay you as much as to get these two out of commission. At this point, they are still the resource. I wish it were not so. It is a heavy burden for them. It will effectively stop the project. And there's where the problem lies. You don't have much more time to go through this particular type of misery. But you're stuck with it today. And you find out from Steve what can be done, and then you go to Linda and you tell her what to do and let her check the law. Don't just go on the assumption that it's all right. There are some sheriffs that have to be on duty on Sunday. And that's a very good point. Do you get your things out, or can they keep them? You have to remember, there is no justice. You are working with the KGB or the Secret Service, whatever the black ones were. You may as well assume it. The ones who came and gathered the jewels were not individually bad human beings. They were given an order to do it. Make sure, Gene, is not correct. Or you might very well be on Sunday with your things locked away from you forever. And then you are effectively stopped. Let me let her up, at least for a while.
I've
given her an extremely bad headache.
We've had plenty for today.
I think that you will begin to get very creative. Salud.
Salud. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I apologize for the experiences, and yet I don't know why I apologize. I have been socked in the belly too.